Okay, we're going now.
Okay, I want to go according to the different families. And we'll start with Granny and Grandfather Etheridge. Granny was the daughter of a country doctor, and they lived in Scuba, Mississippi.
Okay.
And her father never did go to medical school. He read, but apparently he had a...
That was enough to be a doctor?
Uh-huh. But apparently that was sufficient, and he had a good practice and was well-liked and well-known.
He was from Scuba.
Yeah, from Scuba.
Okay.
And Grandfather Etheridge came from Alabama. And he came as a young man, and when he was, I don't know exactly when it happened, but he was, his arm was partially cut off in a railroad accident. He was crossing a railroad track, and apparently the train came, and his arm was...
As a kid?
No, as a young man.
Okay. Where was he from in Alabama?
I don't know where he was from in Alabama. Okay. But I know he came from Alabama. And he was also, he fought in the Civil War.
Oh, no, no, not him. He was born in, well, he was born in 1856.
Grandfather Etheridge did.
But he would have been 14.
Well,
or nine, he would have been 9 at the end of the Civil War.
Well,
and this is William Nathaniel Etheridge I.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was always under the impression that he did fight, but I know that Granny was just a little girl because she said she used to hang on the fence and cheer the Confederate soldiers on. And in her entire life, she never would get excited about celebrating July the 4th because Vicksburg fell.
Yeah.
And she was very conscious of that. But she and Grandfather Etheridge had a very happy life. They were, he was a very convivial man. I think he probably drank too much, but anyway, his family, he was very effusive.
He was not very old when he died. He was only 64.
I know it.
So he died in 1910, and she lived until 1949.
Yeah. Okay. But they used to go to hot springs, and they had a summer home, and they would pack up the trunks and get on the train and ride down to Marion, which is just outside of Meridian, and they had a home in the hills, in the mountains, on the other side of Meridian, and they had a big house on 8th Street, and he was a very successful lawyer.
Okay.
And I remember that Ruth and Rachel and all of them would tell about how he would come home from work and he would bring them these oyster po' boys from, what's the name of that restaurant?
Weidman's.
Mm-hmm. And he would bring those home and they would enjoy him. Hmm. And apparently he was a very generous man, very good father. But he did not leave Granny with anything. He died of a heart attack in the courtroom.
Oh, really?
And he was...
when he was 64.
When he was 64, and he was a very prominent lawyer, and he had gone somewhere like Macomb or Hattiesburg, I don't remember where, but anyway...
What, you mean gone to school?
No, no, was in the court.
Oh, okay.
In another town.
Okay.
He practiced all down in South Mississippi.
How did he, where did he get his law degree? Did he go to Ole Miss?
No, I think he read.
Okay.
Read okay. For his law degree.
Okay.
But as I say, he was a very successful and prominent lawyer.
Okay.
Then they had 9 children, and Granny said that if she'd had her way, they'd have had a dozen.
Huh. So, well, now, wait a minute. I count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, there's 9. Okay.
Name them.
Oh,
Willie,
yeah.
Uncle Will. So William Nathaniel Etheridge, 2.
Mm-hmm. Uncle
Frank. Frank Kendall Etheridge.
Yeah.
Fanny Etheridge.
Yeah.
John Wiley Etheridge.
Yeah.
Mary Howell Etheridge. Mark Foster Etheridge. That's Uncle Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ann Davidson, Nunty, Rachel, and Ruth. Okay.
And as I say, Granny said she'd have had
Well, that's pretty good, 9.
Yeah. She was left with very little resources. And so she opened the house.
Now, if he had a successful law practice, how
he
come,
did,
how
but
come
he
she,
spent it.
Oh, he just wasn't very good at keeping it.
No, he was not good at keeping it.
Okay.
And they had servants and they had everything they wanted. And they did not save for a rainy day, apparently, because Granny, when he died, she was left with, really, her children were grown, all of them, but Aunt Ruth was not, and Nunty was, and Rachel were young women.
Okay.
But she had to open her house as a boarding house.
Okay.
And she had boarders for years.
This is on 8th Street, the 8th
the one I showed you.
Yeah,
the 8th Street.
The one we have the picture of.
House. And she was very successful at that and managed to send her children to college.
All of them?
No, they didn't all want to go.
Okay.
And you know, Rachel wouldn't stay in school.
She wasn't interested.
No, she wasn't interested. And Nunty wasn't interested, so Ruth was the one that she sent to college after after Grandfather Etheridge died.
Okay.
And then Uncle Will was the number one son.
Yeah.
And that's really what he was all his life, because they all of them looked up to him, and they talked about him as brother.
Okay.
And he was the head of the household, and Granny was devoted to him. And he married very young. He married Sister Maybelle. And
It says here he was 20 when he married.
Yeah, and Sister Maybelle was a Banks.
Yeah, Blanks.
Blank.
Maybelle Blanks.
Blanks.
Yeah.
And she died very soon after Jean was born. I don't know whether she died in childbirth or whether she died soon after. But their first child was Jean. And Eugene.
Yeah, I'll find that.
Blanks Etheridge.
All right, so here it is.
Okay.
Eugene Blanks Etheridge, yeah. And so he was born 12/1/1903.
The same year that Aunt Ruth was born.
Well, see, she died 4 years later, so she didn't die in childbirth.
No, she didn't then.
Yeah.
But Jean was very spoiled. And when things didn't, he would live with Uncle Will. And then if things didn't suit him, he would go to the Blanks.
Okay.
And he moved back and forth between the two families until he was he went off to college, and he went to Ole Miss.
Okay.
And he used to come up to our house and spend the weekend, and we thought he was just the cat's meow. He was just wonderful, and we enjoyed him so much. But as years went on, things changed, and Gene got his degree and was practicing law. And
where?
He practiced in Oxford and in Arkansas and in California and everywhere.
Okay.
He lived a very unhappy life.
Huh.
He never did. He married several times, and he never did manage to get, you know, to settle down and do anything with any success. And Billy and Tommy tried very hard to keep in touch with him.
And they were their half. He was their half brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he would not. He sometimes he was agreeable, and sometimes he rejected them. But they all their lives they tried to. I mean, all his life they tried to keep in touch with him. And he died in California and. I think in a rented room and without anybody, any family. He was a very sad person.
Well, it says right here he died in 71. He's buried in Magnolia Cemetery in the Blanks lot in Meridian, Mississippi.
Yeah. And we all felt very sad about him. But he and Aunt Ruth were born in the same year.
1903. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
So you can imagine.
So he was, she was his niece.
She was his aunt.
Oh, she was his aunt, but they were the same age.
Same age.
Okay.
Which we always thought was funny.
Kind of, yeah.
And they talked about Sister Maybelle. Apparently Sister Maybelle, who was Jean's mother, was a very sweet, nice person. And, mm-hmm. But as I say, she died very early. And Uncle Will married Aunt Laura May.
Yeah, she was only 24 when she died. Mm-hmm. Maybelle.
Sister Maybelle.
Now, Laura May...
Ramage.
Yeah, right, Ramage.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Laura May was the Ramage, and she was from West Point.
Okay.
And Uncle Will and Aunt Laura May had two children, Billy and Tommy.
Tommy, yeah.
And Aunt Laura May had a very wealthy sister, Miss Ruby.
Okay.
And so Uncle Will and Aunt Laura May and Miss Ruby used to travel all the time. And their idea, we thought it was so funny because their idea of going to Atlantic City or Hawaii or wherever they went was to sit in the hotel lobby and look out.
Instead of going out and seeing
Hmm. And but they did have some awfully nice trips. And Miss Ruby was very generous with them. So we all remember Miss Ruby with fondness. But Aunt Laura May and Uncle Will were, well, Aunt Laura May was as nice as she could be. We enjoyed her. And they were good to us. And we saw them frequently because after Uncle Will and Aunt Laura May moved to Oxford, they would come up to see Granny. And we saw them.
And Granny was?
Mary Howell.
Mary Howell, okay. Mm-hmm.
They would come to see Granny, who lived with us. And
okay. Mary Howell, William Nathaniel Lethbridge's wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary Howell.
Oh, yeah. She lived till 1949.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She died at Rachel's house.
Okay.
But Aunt Laura May, one of the funny things that I remember about Aunt Laura May and Uncle Will was they were high flyers. And so they ran around with the crowd in Oxford that partied and carried on. And one time they were riding around the square and the door flew open and Aunt Laura May fell out of the car. We always thought that was funny. But
well, she's lucky she didn't get killed.
I know it, but of course they didn't have very speedy cars.
Back then. Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Will was very popular in
Oxford.
Oxford. Hmm. And he was a strong-minded man. And he was a Republican. When other people,
that's unusual.
I know.
In the South,
when other people were Democrats, Uncle Will was a Republican.
Hmm.
And he was, as I say, a very strong-minded man.
How come he decided to be a Republican?
Who knows why he did it, but he
did. Being contrary?
No, I don't think he was. I think he was convinced.
Genuinely a Republican.
Republican, yeah. And he went to the Republican convention, and he was.
They were probably happy to have somebody from Mississippi there.
He was active.
Yeah.
But he had a law practice. And he and Tommy were in practice
together. What about Billy?
Billy.
How come he wasn't with them?
Well, Billy, when he was a freshman, I think he was a freshman at Ole Miss, he went with the band on the No Mississippi Better train out to California. And
on the what train?
No Mississippi Better.
Oh, No Mississippi Better. So it's like just a diplomatic train kind?
Yeah, it was a private train. Hmm. Rachel went.
Okay.
And
so they went around the country?
They went around the country, as ambassadors from Mississippi. Hmm. So Billy went to California with them, and while he was in California, he developed polio.
Oh.
And from then on, he was paralyzed from the waist down.
Mm-hmm. What year was that?
I don't remember what year it was.
Right after the World War II?
He was, no, I think it was before World War II.
Okay.
And subsequently, over the years, he went from one place to another seeking some sort of relief, like Warm Springs, Georgia, and they went to other places. But he always had to have an attendant, and they usually were prisoners from Parchman. Trustees.
That were his attendants?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
I don't know. That's the way they used to do people. You could have gotten an attendant if you wanted.
Like you could be having attendants here taking care of you from
Parchman.
That's
right. Back in those days.
Doesn't seem like a very good idea.
No, but Billy and Laura had a woman who was in Parchman prison.
Mm-hmm.
Prison, and she was the children's nurse for years, and they were crazy about it. But anyway, Billy went on to get his education, and he got his law degree, and then he never practiced that I know of, but he was on the Supreme Court, and then he was the Chief Justice.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Chief Justice. And he was a very sweet man and very, very smart, very intelligent, but always was so handicapped. And it was sad to see him because he couldn't help himself. He had to have the man help him.
Yeah.
Had to have someone help him all the time. But he married and had children. Let's see, I think he had 4 children.
Well, yeah, I know them.
And Ruby.
Billy,
and
Ruby.
Thomas.
David.
Thomas and David.
Yeah, I'll get it. Here we go. William Nathaniel Etheridge, 4. So that's cousin Billy. David.
Mm-hmm.
Paul.
Yeah, Paul.
Ruby and Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I know cousin Billy. So William Nathaniel Etheridge, 4. That's the guy we went and saw in Tinnitus. And I know of Ruby because Ruby and I are close to the same. Well, she was born. We were born the same year. We were born months apart. But I don't know the other ones.
I don't know them anymore. They were the wildest children you ever saw.
Oh, really?
Oh, one time, Nutty and Ruth went to see Billy and Laura. And David and Billy had water guns, and they shot Nutty and Ruth.
And Rachel? Oh, and Ruth.
And Ruth.
Yeah.
And they never got over it.
Mm-hmm.
They just were horrified.
Mm-hmm.
And they really were. David was really wild.
Mm.
And I can remember going there, and he'd climb up on the furniture, and they'd have to drag him out of the room. And they were pretty terrible. But Billy was very devoted to his family and to his daddy and Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
He and Tommy were very close.
Yeah.
And Laura, his wife, got a law degree.
Oh, and, yeah, that's right.
And she became enamored of the Bishop of Jackson or whoever he is.
A Catholic bishop?
Catholic bishop and converted. She was taking care of his mother and Bishop, and I don't remember the man's name, but he's in Rome now.
Huh.
And anyway.
So he's with the Vatican? And
yeah, he's now at the Vatican.
Hmm.
I was. I don't know where he is now. But she converted and was their housekeeper. And when she died, the bishop came back from Rome to a funeral.
Hmm.
So they were very close.
Mm-hmm.
But Laura was one of these people that never, never could manage anything. She was always, her children were always taking everything she had. And so she...
What do you mean, taking everything she had?
her money.
Oh.
And so she wound up in an assisted living place in Jackson. Mm-hmm.
This is after Billy died.
Oh yeah, after Billy died.
Yeah.
And Tommy married Esther Lewis from Batesville, and they had two children, Lenore and Laura.
Yeah.
And Lenore lives in Oxford now and has three children. She has Dee and Miriam and Laura. And Miriam lives in Oxford, and Dee lives in Oxford. And Dee has been married two times, is divorced. Miriam is divorced, but she's married again.
Her second husband.
And she has two children.
And then there's Laura, too.
Yeah, and Laura lives in Nashville.
Okay.
And she has two children.
Okay.
And the children live in, as I say, two of them live in Oxford. And Miriam has two children and is expecting another child in April.
Mm.
So she's expecting a little girl.
Okay.
And
that's coming up real soon.
Yeah. And we better go and let Cedra, I bet you cleaned up.
I did. All right, I'm going to turn this off.